اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل
فرجه. السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us again. I really and warmly welcome you all, respected brothers and sisters. Here we are again with our students from Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasser. So we really give thanks for them to that they have joined us again. Thank you so much, and Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you? Fine, inshallah?
Fine.
Healthy?
Yes.
That's great. How about Sayyid Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How about you?
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. So, Hussein Ruhullah, you're fine, right?
Yes.
Okay. Ready, inshallah, to go for a new lesson?
Yes.
Everyone?
Yes.
Okay. So, if you're ready, the condition is that you recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
So, respected brothers and sisters, as you have been with us, listening all the audios and inshallah now, today in this session, we are going to continue our previous sessions, the lessons that we just covered in our previous sessions. As I remember, in the previous session, we were talking about the rules of Tanween and Noon Sakin, right? We gave a brief introduction to what Tanween and Noon Sakin are, what rules we actually apply with Tanween and Noon Sakin. So there were four main rules, yes?
Yes.
So the first one was?
Idgham
order. The first one, yeah, it doesn't have like a special order, no matter. So we say idhar. Next one was?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. The next one
idgham.
Was? Idgham. And?
Iqlab.
Iqlab. So we will go through these four important topics, inshallah, today. We promised you in the previous session that we will start from idhar, okay? And we will go through the idgham, iqlab, then ikhfa like this. So, and we explained what tanween actually is. Yeah, we reviewed once. Tanween is that noon sound. Noon is sakin sound at the end of nouns in Arabic, right?
Yes.
So, is it written noon is sakin?
No.
No. It is pronounced, but not written. So, since we have that noon sound, okay, noon is sakin sound, so it means that tanween is equal to noon sakin. So if you have noon sakin, you apply the rule. If you have tanween, you apply the same rule. Okay?
Yes.
If you have to apply like the rule idhar on the noon sakin, you apply the same rule on the
tanween.
Doesn't matter it's tanween fatha, it is tanween kasra, it is tanween
dhamma.
Doesn't matter. So it means any rule that we apply on the tanween, we apply the same rule on
noon sakin.
any rule that we apply on Nun Sakin, we apply
Tanween.
With Tanween. There is no difference, okay?
Yes.
So, sometimes the students misunderstand. Whenever Tanween comes, okay, they kind of get confused that what should we do here now, okay? Whenever they have Nun Sakin, I had students, okay, I was telling them, asking them, like, to find examples to signify, like, the Tanween with Idgham rule, for example. The Nun Sakin with Idgham rule, okay? They were, like, finding examples for Nun Sakin with Idgham, but they were confused of how to find that Tanween with Idgham, okay? So this is, like, should not be a question for you, that, or a confusion for you, okay? So the same rule with Tanween, the same rule we go with Nun Sakin. There is no difference.
Yes.
Okay? So, at the beginning of this session, I want to tell you this important rule, this important point that you should remember, that either idhar, idgham, iqlab, or ikhfa, any of them, we apply any of them on tanween or nun sakin based on the letter that comes after the tanween or nun sakin, not the letter before. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The letter?
Yes.
After.
Yes.
For example, mim, nun, man, nun is sakin. Then it starts fiha, man fiha, for example. Man fiha, man fiha. What comes after nun? Man fiha. Starts with fa, right? The next word.
Yes.
So based on the letter fa, we apply the rule. The letter fa says that you have to apply the rule ikhfa here.
A light.
Yeah. Man fiha. We'll study this inshallah, okay?
Yes.
So, what is the important point? The important point is that we apply the rule, any of these four rules, based on the letter that comes after or before?
After
the tanween or?
Nun sakin.
Okay. Yeah. For example, we say, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرُضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Any of the ayah ends with?
Tanween.
Tanween. So the next ayah starts with? Wow.
Yes.
If you want to join these two ayahs together, it becomes this way. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرُضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Like this, and the next ayah. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the letter waw says that you have to apply the rule idgham here. How should we understand that this is letter waw? Letter waw says you have to apply the rule idgham, and letter fa says you have to apply the rule ikhfa. So there are categories, okay? Groups of letters. Four groups of letters we have, that if a letter from this group comes after the Nun Sakin or Tanween, this rule must be applied. If a letter from this group comes, okay? It's very easy, alhamdulillah. No problem, okay?
Yes.
So, inshallah, we will tell you everything about this. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ. Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now the first lesson here and Tanween and Nun Sakin rules actually is the Idhar. Idhar. Okay? The rule Idhar. Can you guess what does the word Idhar mean and what type of rule it is?
It means to show.
To show. To show. Great. That's great meaning. Okay? To show. That's great. Idhar means, one meaning is to show. To show what? The word, it just shows to clearly
pronounce.
Show something. Yes? To clearly show something. Zahir. Zahir. Yeah. Idhar.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, for example, we say, that is like adhharu. For example, in Arabic says that, huwa adhharu min ash-shams indi. It means that is even more clear than the sun to me, okay? Clear. So, ilhar means to clearly say something, to clearly pronounce something, to clearly show something. Okay?
Yes.
So that is the meaning of ilhar. So, what rule does it talk about?
To completely pronounce nun sakin.
Uh-huh. Or tanween. So always tanween. Say, when you say nun sakin, tanween also as well together. They are twins, okay? Brothers. So, ilhar, it means that you have to clearly produce the sound of nun sakin or tanween. There shouldn't be any, like, changes. The tanween must be pronounced
clearly.
As tanween, clearly tanween. The nun sakin must be pronounced nun sakin, clearly. Both are nun sakin sound then. So it means you have to, when this group of letters, I will tell you what letters. When these letters come after nun sakin or tanween, the nun sakin or tanween must produce the complete and clear sound. N, 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 that sound. You shouldn't change it to n, o, e, no other sounds. Okay? The noon or tanween must be noon or
tanween.
No changes. Fawad must stay Fawad. No changes to his name, okay? We should not change it to Jawad. Okay? Fawad is Fawad.
Yes.
So, ilhar means to clearly
show,
to clearly produce a sound, to clearly, like, to make something clear. That's
yes,
it.
Yes.
So, what letters? What do you think? What letters?
Qutbijat.
Qutbijat letters? So, they were like the letters we would apply the rul qalqala with them, bouncing sound.
And idgham.
Uh-huh. And no.
No, the words that have
there are two
heavy
groups.
Sounds.
Okay, the words that have heavy sounds.
For example, waw.
Waw.
Dod.
Dod.
Ra.
Okay.
No, ra is something else.
Temporary.
You guess things very well, okay? But sometimes it goes wrong.
Dod.
No, not ra. For example, ta.
Da.
Okay.
And qaf. No, qaf is for qutbijat.
So, brothers and sisters, you're listening to us. Guess which letters are there in this group? And for the rule of har. Okay?
The heavy sound words.
Uh-huh.
Letters.
So, let's say them, okay? So, there are six letters. So, how many letters do we have in Arabic?
28.
28 or 29, if we count alif as a letter, okay? Because alif is used to stretch the sounds.
Yes.
It's not in, like... We don't say, like, alif is a separate vowel sound. No. It is, like, used to stretch the sound. For example, when it comes with ba, it says ba. You stretch the sound.
Sure. It's same with a.
Yeah. It produces the sound a sometimes. So but hamza comes with alif. When hamza comes with alif, alif is changed to hamza. Okay?
Wow.
Yes. So, six letters are there. They are called throat letters.
Oh.
Throat letters. What letters do you produce the sound with your throat?
A'ain.
Ah, A'ain. Next one.
Ha.
Ha. Next one.
Ha.
Ha. Next one. Ghain. Okay. How many letters? Count them.
Ba.
A'ain. Ha. Ha. Ghain. Two more letters. Ha and... both are from the throat then. These six letters, okay? These six letters. They are called throat letters, okay? So these throat letters, always, whenever they come after tanween or nun sakin, you must apply the rule, idhar.
Idhar.
Idhar. It means you clearly have to pronounce the nun sakin or tanween. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools. But first and foremost, thanks to Allah Almighty. So, let's recite a salawat. We'll be back, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran. a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان